serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Why would Liberal Senator John Tester be polling so poorly among women voters? Why would he be performing so badly among women voters? I mean, let's just put the optics aside for a moment. The optics of this Washington, D.C. fat cat who's racked up $1.2 million in restaurant bills at fancy restaurants in Washington, D.C. while you're struggling to pay for your groceries. Put those optics aside for a moment. Let's put aside the optics of this angry old Washington, D.C. pasty-faced fat cat attacking a fresh-faced Navy SEAL who served his country overseas, whose wife also served our country as a United States Marine Corps officer. Let's put aside the optics and the comparison and the contrast there for just a moment. Let's just look at what's happening on the ground here in Montana. I already mentioned the struggle just to buy groceries, pay for gas, energy costs. But then you think about all of these other topics. One topic that I was on the road Friday, so we were chatting with so many great friends in Scobey, Montana on Friday, and I think this story came out Thursday. This is a Flathead Beacon story. I think the Daily Interlake had some coverage as well. Of course, KJJR was talking about it also, but there was a story that came out last weekend. Last week, Kalispell Council do host work session on homelessness. The city council recently revisited homeless population issues, and councilors requested a work session and public hearing in May to brainstorm solutions, including potentially revoking the Flathead Warming Center's conditional use permit. Wait a minute. The Democrats want these warming centers, I use air quotes, all over the state. They even want a warming center in Lewistown, Montana. They don't want just illegal aliens invading this country. For decades, they've been working to allow criminal transients to invade Big Sky Country. I mean, Missoula is a perfect example. Look at the woke white liberals that are attacking Tim Sheehy right now and defending Liberal Senator John Tester. They're the same woke white liberals that have been propping up these programs, these so-called homeless programs in Missoula that have allowed for the criminal transient invasion to take place there. And now they're the same liberals that are backing John Tester and this open borders invasion that's targeting Native American women on our reservations, that's killing people, killing families with fentanyl and drugs and so much more. But think about it. If you're a woman that wants to take your kids to the park in Missoula and you can't because transients are defecating in the water fountain and they're trashing the riverbank of the Clark Fork River, why would you vote for John Tester and the Democrats? I mean, yeah, and then your groceries are more expensive because the Joe Biden, John Tester inflation costs you more money to gas up. Even if you're driving a Subaru, it costs you more money to gas up, right? No wonder John Tester is performing so poorly among women voters. And this transient invasion is yet another example. Anyway, more on this Kalispell story, because this is a very big one that we didn't get time to really dig into yet.
Securing America.
During a speech before the American Bar Association Tuesday, FBI Director Christopher Wray said,
"Today's national security threats are more complex and sophisticated than ever.
That includes China's cyber hacking capabilities, which Wray says are larger than every other country's put together.
China's hackers have been positioning on American infrastructure in preparation to wreak havoc and cause real-world harm to American citizens and communities."
Wray says that since the start of the Israel-Hamas war, the threat of a domestic terrorist attack is higher than it's ever been.
"And the potential for a coordinated attack here in the homeland, like the ISIS-K attack we saw at the Russia concert hall just a couple weeks ago, is now increasingly concerning."
And he adds, "Unfortunately, none of the threats are going away. Instead,
the threats are only growing bigger."
Kip Uretzky, Fox News.
talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, we got the phone lines open for you for the rest of the morning here till 10 a.m. Here with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. Traveled to Scobey Friday for the show. And so, you know, when we're on location, we like to chat with folks in that neck of the woods. So there's a number of other big stories in the news that we may not get to when we're out on the road. This was one of them. In fact, anybody who's ever been into our Montana Talk studios, they'll tell you, my goodness, it's a mess. Aaron's got paper everywhere. News stories, commentary pieces, Montana stuff, national stuff, Fox News radio headlines. It's just scattered all over the place. And then when I leave, I try to clear the deck, try to clean everything out, but this one is still crumpled up. I printed this before I left for the show in Scobey, and then I put it in my backpack to make sure I had it on hand this week because it's that important of a story. So it's literally crumpled up in front of me, still has notes from the show. Last Friday on it that I took about other random stories or interviews or whatever. But we're talking about the homelessness / transient problem in Kalispell, Montana. Now, a little background for those of you who don't remember and those of you elsewhere across Montana. Missoula really has a transient invasion problem. Bozeman's had a huge transient invasion problem. Remember, there was a young woman who was raped by somebody who was living in a tent in a homeless encampment in Bozeman, and so local business owners were speaking out, outraged. A lot of problems with transients now in Kalispell as well. And Republican county commissioners, the Republican county commissioners, have been raising concerns, as they should be. They're elected officials. They should be protecting their voters and their constituents, the people that they're elected to represent. And remember how they got attacked? I think even the fake news New York Times came in and did a hit piece on them, and they got attacked by so many in the fake news media, the same fake news media that's launching phony attack after phony attack against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, and they attack these Republican county commissioners. You're the reason a homeless guy died. You're responsible for murder. I mean, even some of the local fake news media ran with this garbage line of attack. And then we're like, well, wait a minute. I don't remember you guys writing those headlines when a homeless guy killed a young manager at a gym in Kalispell. You weren't blaming the transients and the people who build these quote-unquote homeless services for killing people in Kalispell. But because the Flathead County Commissioners speak out in defense of their citizens, now you're claiming that they're responsible for a death? I mean, get out of here, you phony fake news operatives. But now get this. A Kalispell City Council member who apparently had previously been in support of some of these type of warming centers, et cetera, is now raising questions. This is Councillor Chad Graham, who is one of the folks requesting this work session, who requested this work session. He said, get this quote from him. Listen to this. And again, listen to this. If you're a woman voter, why would you vote for the Democrats? Why would you vote for Tester when this is what they want to put on your doorstep? Here's the quote. They're accepting things that are now a new normal. These things are being spit in the face, loitering in front of businesses and sidewalks, screaming and threatening actions, pounding on doors and windows, feces on the front doorsteps of homes and businesses, sleeping on properties and escorting customers to the front door at all times. So again, you've got literal feces on your doorstep, or if you're in Missoula, in the drinking fountain at the city park because of these transients. If you're that woman, why would you ever vote for John Tester or any of these other Democrats at this point who are responsible for this invasion of transients and the invasion of illegal aliens, too? All right, let's go to John in Kalispell. John, do I understand right? You live near this warming center. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's actually near the fairgrounds, and it's also near one of the post office. And before, you could go into the post office 24/7. check your box, and no problems, no hassles. Now they lock it up, I believe, from 7 in the evening until 6 in the morning. So because they were actually, even though there's a warning center down the street, I'm sure they can't handle everybody. And allegedly, the rowdy ones they kick out and won't let in. So those are the ones who are going to different places and basically making everybody else's life inconvenient and uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And what these things do, again, we want people that are truly homeless, you know, people that are here that fall on tough times to have support services in place. But oftentimes what they do is they, you know, it's the field of dreams. If you build it, they will come. And then they recruit this out-of-state criminal transient element to move in. So you're seeing – so everything that – from that quote from that counselor that I just shared is what you're seeing and hearing, huh?
Yeah, and last winter, apparently some of them broke into one of the buildings at the fairgrounds and were living in it. And I was a homeless teenager, so I have a unique perspective on this. If they had broken in and left it like they'd never been there, I don't think anybody would have had a problem with that, staying warm. But what they did, and there were pictures in one of the papers or online, I forget, where it was just full of trash.
They just destroyed it, huh? Just went in and just destroyed it. Man, isn't it so interesting how the criminal transient invasion is so analogous to the criminal invasion of illegal aliens at the same time? I mean, like I said in Scobie, you know, the enemy is at the gates. And in some parts of Montana and elsewhere across the country, they're already ransacking the villages. John, stand by if you got more to share. Got to hit this hard break. We'll come back to you after this if you want to stand by.
How to claim charitable deductions. I'm Brian Brenberg with your Fox Business tax tip coming up.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast, bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible. Subscribe at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. These are the stories that keep you up at night.
If you have large charitable deductions for 2023, you may want to check about an itemized deduction. That's because there were changes in 2021 limiting the amount for those taking the more common standard deduction. An individual taking a standard deduction on their 2023 return may claim up to $300 for charitable deductions. That number doubles to $600 for married couples filing jointly. Those with extensive donations can claim up to 60%, but must itemize. Watch the Big Money Show weekdays at 1 p.m. Eastern on Fox Business. Brian Brenberg, Fox.
Hey, very cool show on Tuesday's Montana Talks. We caught up with Nate Kahana from Anthem Snacks ahead of UFC 300 this Saturday. But man, speaking of MMA fighting, incredible fights this Friday in Great Falls with the Fusion Fight League. We caught up with Carol Bracken. In fact, the Fusion Fight League sponsoring our coverage here later this week. What's coming up on Wednesday's Montana Talks? We should probably keep the phone lines open for you. Anything and everything you want to talk about. Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana. Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so there was another quote in this Flathead Beacon story by this Kalispell City Council member who, you know, initially supported some of these homeless programs, but now is raising new questions and talking about just how bad the outcome has been, saying, quote, "I've come to the conclusion that the information in the application that I used to inform my decision are not currently reflecting the current condition of the neighborhood and the surrounding neighborhood. This is unfortunate because when I look back on the meeting and reading all the documentation, this was something that this entire council was in full support of here." Yeah, back to John and Kalispell, who was able to stand by with us here. So everything that this city council member was saying, you know, feces on doorsteps of homes and businesses, transients basically bothering customers to these businesses, people being spit in the face, people being screamed at, people being threatened. This is everything you're seeing and hearing. What more did you want to share?
So one of the big issues of homelessness is the mental issue and the drug addiction and the alcoholism. And when you build it, like you said, they will come. And a lot of them have an attitude of, I'm owed it. You have something. Why can't I have? And I ran into it when I was homeless. I worked my way out from living in a warehouse, working there, to a car, living in my car, to buying a pickup from a guy I knew who sold it to me cheap and a camper, and eventually, you know, working my way out of homeless. But I'm originally from Utah, and to survive the winter, which they're not as bad in Utah as they are up here, but I went to Southern California where it was warm. And California, I had heard at the time, was actually sending their homeless on planes with one-way tickets to Hawaii. And when they got caught by Hawaii, they quieted things down or stopped doing that.
Oh, man.
But, yeah. And this
wow. Well, I was going to say, I mean, yeah, if you were somebody who was truly, you know, one of these transients, yeah, why would you go to Kalispell? Why would you go to Lewistown? Why would you go to Missoula when you could go somewhere warmer? But, well, because, you know, because the Democrats want to create all of these services for you to encourage you to move there. And then the people who truly need the help in these communities have to suffer even more. John, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Appreciate hearing your story there as well. 294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app if you want to jump in on the conversation. John also touched on the homeless situation and mental illness. And I think we all see that as well. I was, what was this, last week or the week before? I was driving down First Avenue North in Billings, you know, like you're heading towards the West End, and right there at the street light, literally, I can see it right now from our top floor studio windows, where Billings Central High School is at, the Catholic High School. Billings Central's right there. You got a nice American flag waving on the top right now. There was a guy standing at that intersection corner, and there's windows right there into Central High. I don't know if there's classrooms right there that were looking out the windows or not. Some of you guys probably went to Central. Some of our Billings listeners can tell me. But there was literally a guy standing right there. And you could tell must have had mental health issues or something, because he was kind of yelling, you know, yelling at the sky and moving his head around frantically. His pants were all the way down at his ankles. Fully down to his ankles. Right across the street from Billings Central. And I think I had spotted him one other time as well. And it's just sad, because you know this guy has challenges. But it reminds me. Remember when this was a rant that set me off a few years ago. When former Democrat Governor Steve Bullock was governor, he was really desperate to be a Democrat presidential candidate. He thought he had a shot at becoming president of the United States. So he actually was one of 20-plus Democrat presidential candidates that year. So he lowered the flag above the state capitol, and when lowering the flag, issued a proclamation where he basically was bashing gun rights in the Second Amendment, and he was promoting gun control, which to me, what set me off is, okay, yeah, we can criticize him for his pro-gun control stance and for the pro-gun control stances of now the Montana Democrats and the Montana Democrat Party. But what really set me off was that, how dare you tarnish our nation's flag in that way? How dare you abuse an official flag proclamation? How dare you disrespect our flag by pushing your gun control message in an official flag proclamation? But the other thing that set me off at the time is, look at how often mental health has been a challenge here with these, you know, mass shooters or these attempted mass shooters. Oftentimes, well, A, there's some sort of weird prescription drug background. Sometimes these people are already on the FBI's radar, but yet still they commit these. But the other thing, and they target, you know, gun-free zones, which become, you know, attack the innocent zones instead. But the other point that I made at the time was, Steve Bullock, when the Democrats were in charge of the governor's mansion, they absolutely gutted mental health services. Absolutely gutted mental health services. Our listeners in Livingston, Montana could tell you this. They had a mental health facility in Livingston that ended up getting shut down. Bullock absolutely gutted mental health services, but by golly, if there was ever a mental health related shooting or something like that, he wanted to come take away your guns. He takes away mental health care options, and then he wants to take away your guns. I mean, it's so symbolic of what the left does, of what the Democrats support, of what John Tester supports. They create the crisis so they can capitalize off the crisis. Tom, in Bozeman, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Hey, Aaron, how you doing? Hey, good to see you last week in Roberts.
Hey, that's right. Yeah, that was so awesome. Wasn't that Roberts Cafe great?
Yeah, it was. Kevin Red Star's great guy, isn't he?
He's incredible. And in fact, I want to chat with you offline because, you know, we were talking with Kevin Red Star for our listeners out there. He's this incredible crow painter, a crow artist. But he grew up in Lodgegrass. And so I was talking with him about my latest, visit to Lodgegrass and how we got to do something in Lodgegrass. We got to go celebrate the incredible leadership they've got there. Coach Stewart with the basketball team, Mayor Quincy, and I'll bet you we could get Tuff Harris to come out for it, too, given all the work he's doing. I just think it'd be really cool to do some sort of a big event, a prayer breakfast, something. We got to do something. But, hey, he was even talking about, like, getting his former alumni together, getting some fellow artists together and doing something. So maybe we can do something cool.
He's helped out different causes. You know, he's oftentimes the Warriors in Quiet Waters, a taste fest painting. He's just got a big heart, and he's a heck of a good guy. Just wanted to comment on these bogus Tester commercials. You know, John Tester, we all know this, is such a hypocrite. He's in Schumer's back pocket, and every time his vote means something, like in the Keystone Pipeline, he votes the way Schumer tells him to vote. When his vote is inconsequential, when it's not going to have the effect on the ultimate outcome of a bill, then he might vote with the Republicans because, you know, his vote doesn't mean anything anyway. So now I see an ad where he's touting, I voted with my Republican, fellow Republicans to secure the border and to keep legal immigrants and fentanyl out of the state of Montana. And, it's such crap.
It's a lie. He lies to every single one of us. He lies on a consistent. He lied about the Keystone Pipeline. He lies about the border invasion that he continues to allow. That guy is a repeat liar. He's a repeat offender.
If it's not an outright lie, then it's just so colored that you can't believe anything he says. As I say, if the vote means nothing, his vote means nothing, then they might say, hey, to make you look good, why don't you vote with Republicans on this one? Because your vote means nothing anyway. So we got to get rid of this slob. 18 years is way too long to have a joke like this in the Senate.
Oh, exactly. Even if people bought the little shtick back in 2006, we're on to the game now. I mean, I knew John Tester was a fraud from day one. I knew he was a far left activist because I went to the University of Montana. So did your son, your son, right? And so we have been in the belly of the beast of some of the most radical left wing activists out there. We know these guys. They were the people that surrounded John Tester, and the people that he hired were these young, radical, left-wing, tear-down-the-dams activists from the University of Montana. So we've known that he's a radical left activist since day one, but the fake news media in Montana has allowed him to get away with this phony shtick for decades.
Nearly two decades. You get this, he's a moderate, Montana values, and, just as Archie Bunker would say, crapola. You just can't believe a word this guy says. I asked him a significant question one time about the federal estate tax. This was a few years ago. I ran into him, and he had no idea what I was talking. He looked like a deer in the headlights. This guy's just living off the fat of the land, fattening his wallet and his stomach, and it's time to go. I remember when he criticized Conrad Burns for running for a third term, saying that two terms is plenty,
here he is.
For a fourth term,
He's a Washington, D.C. fat cat who is living high on the hog while Montanans struggle. I mean, think about it. This Washington, D.C. fat cat has racked up $1.2 million in restaurant bills when a young mom in Missoula can barely afford groceries, can barely afford to gas up her Subaru. And then when she finally is able to take her kids to the park, there's a transient defecating in the drinking fountain. John Tester's America right there in a nutshell. Hey, Tom, yeah, again, so great to see you in Roberts. Thanks for popping in last week. We got some more callers on the line. Bill up first, followed by Marilyn, and we've got some phone lines open for you. 294-0970 or message us on our Montana Talks app if you got a quick message you want to share as well.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
People talk about prices, so do economists, but the perspectives are quite different. In trying to understand why housing is expensive, those differences are stark. Perspective of the public is often reflected in law, which is not surprising since people elect those who pass the laws. And many of those laws are aimed at forcing landlords to reduce rents and lower prices. We'd be wiser to consider other reasons for housing expense, beyond profit or greed. A more basic and tangible driver is the cost of land, material, and labor that go into building a home. Even without accounting for land costs, which can be substantial, construction costs are significant. Largest are the so-called hard costs, the labor and materials for all the tasks and components of a home. That might be about $180,000 for a 1,600-square-foot home. Add to this the soft costs of financing, overhead, utility hookups, permits, and profit. That gets us up to about $350,000. Now add land. I'm Patrick Burton.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, I'll tell you what, here we are in this 8 o'clock hour of this show. We got so many great listeners, Billings, Bozeman, Great Falls, Kalispell, people listening on our app, elsewhere across the state and nation, people listening, maybe you're listening on the KJJR app. They got a great app to listen to as well. You can message us on our Montana Talks app. And it's great to have both because you'll get your flathead news and weather and more headlines with the KJJR app. And then with our Montana Talks app, you'll get every, you know, you'll be able to message us. So I'd encourage you, if you're listening on a specific radio station right now, you know, hey, make sure you're checking out that KINX website, Facebook page, et cetera, in Great Falls. In addition to having these apps on your phone, but the reason I'm talking about apps, though, is because, my goodness, do we have some really good messages that have come up on our Montana Talks app. And it deals with what I think is the biggest, funniest Montana news story of the day, although there's competition out there. And it deals with Liberal Senator John Tester, and it deals with the Senate race. But what I'm wondering is these messages had just come in the 8 o'clock hour, but I want to save these messages for the 9 o'clock hour, if I can. This is kind of our extra hour of Montana Talks, conservative power hour here, Billings, Bozeman, Great Falls, Kalispell. But in the 9 o'clock hour, that's when farm and ranch country really comes on this show. We've got listeners in Glendive, Lewistown, Malta, Scobie, Wolf Point, all the way to Missoula, you name it. And I want them to hear your messages as well on this story in particular. So if you're okay with it, I will save these messages for the 9 o'clock hour and then get back to that big story of the day here. Bill in Billings next up on the phone lines. Bill, what do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, I keep seeing these Tester commercials where he's standing around with a couple Democrat operatives in work clothing, but they don't talk about any issues. All they do is stand there and say how wonderful he is. I thought he should be bragging about his accomplishments. For instance, the restaurant business in D.C. was kind of hurting, so he went out and spent over a million at fancy restaurants. Trump had gas prices under control. Him and Biden went out and put gas prices through the roof. Why isn't he bragging? Trump had inflation totally under control. Biden and Tester put it through the roof. Why isn't he bragging? The border under Trump was closed. Tester and Biden threw it open and 10 to 15 million illegal immigrants. Putin was under control when Trump was in.
Biden and Tester invited him to invade Ukraine, and we're on the verge of having a third world war. Why isn't he bragging? You know, Trump put Second Amendment judges on the Supreme Court. Tester and Biden put the most anti-gun female judge in history on the Supreme Court. Aaron, why doesn't he brag about these things? I don't understand it.
Man, I tell you what a summary there you just provided. No, that is a great message. Look at all the chaos he and his policies have caused in just the last 3 years. Man, it's just so obvious. That was a great summary. Bill, thanks for calling in. Appreciate your phone call. Got another caller on the phone lines right now. Let's jump right into it. Marilyn in Billings, thanks for the call.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
So I don't know if you're aware of this, but John Tester's organization is sending out a little newspaper. I got one. I don't know why, but I got one. It's called the Montana Independent, and all of the things that, like it says, the front page says, Tester wins funding for major public land projects. Despite news headlines, here, this is on the inside. Despite news headlines, FBI study shows crime falling across Montana.
Right. Yeah, right. That's I'm a believable serious. One, huh? Yeah. No, yeah. I'm familiar. I've seen this so-called paper you're talking about. It's basically a dark money, Democrat-funded campaign flyer that they've masqueraded as a newspaper. Yeah.
Yep, and people all across Montana are getting it, and I believe half of what you hear and none of what you read anymore.
So somebody in Scobie brought that up to me as well. They said, yeah, I got this thing in the mail, and I wonder how you got on their list. And my thought was that maybe it's because this guy was a retired federal employee, and these federal employee labor union hacks are always, tearing down America and propping up these Democrat candidates. So I'm assuming that's how he got on the list. But that's why I'm wondering how certain people got on these lists to get this publication. But I forget who we had on. We had a guest on the show or a caller called in and really laid this thing out well 2-3 weeks ago, where basically, yeah, you have a dark money group funding a fake-looking newspaper that they're mailing out across the state, and it's just protester propaganda. But I remember when a conservative group did the exact same thing, what, a decade or so ago, and they got told by the Commissioner of Political Practices that they were in violation of the law for doing that. So what's the deal here?
That was going to be my question, because I remember that too.
Yeah.
So what's going on, and why isn't this being caught, and people being scolded at least about saying, no, can't do this?
Well, again, it's always rules for thee and not for me. I think the hypocrisy alone should be pointed out. But then again, look at they don't care. They don't care. Their hypocrisy can get pointed out on their day-to-day basis. They do not care, because for them, the end justifies the means. Because I would also say that, you know, as fake and phony as this protester thing is, hey, people have a right to free speech in America. And they have a right to anonymous speech. And they have a right. If the Lee newspapers, for example, can basically push protester propaganda in their newspaper editorials or articles time and time again, if they can push their partisan agenda using their free speech rights as a newspaper, the First Amendment wasn't built for the New York Times, or it wasn't built for the Daily Beast, because we didn't even have digital media back. The First Amendment is for you and for me and every single one of us. It's not for the New York Times. It's not for, well, it is. But the only reason it's for them is because it's for us. And so that conservative group that was publishing their own newspaper had every right to do that a decade or so ago in Montana. But no, but because we had a Dr. Fauci-styled government weaponization political practices commissioner at the time, they could get away with politically intimidating people, just like, you know, Obama, Biden have abused the FBI and the CIA to intimidate everyday Americans as well.
Right, right. So that actually was going to be my question. So how is this happening, and it was not allowed to happen with conservatives 10 years ago?
Well, exactly.
I remember that.
Yeah, no, exactly. I remember it too. And it just, once again, it shows, it exposes the phoniness of the media in Montana. The same, I mean, KBZK television. I've always liked KBZK TV and the crew at MTN. But seriously, they are copying and pasting liberal blogs on their TV station website right now as if it's news. The Daily Montanan is a liberal blog that is headed up by Daryl Ehrlich, who got let go from the Billings Gazette. He was too liberal for Lee newspapers. I mean, that's saying something, right? And who funded the state networks that created this Daily Montanan is a part of? Hans-Jörg Wies, the very same guy who is the radical leftist Democrat dark money mega donor who funded the American Prairie Reserve to kick ranchers off the land. That's who's funding this outfit, and that's who KBZK is using as a news source. Look, if you want to maintain your incredible reputation, stop using that garbage as if it's news. You've got a whole team of reporters. Why don't they report the news? Don in Billings, what's on your mind?
Hey, Aaron. Yeah, I'd like to talk to you. I'm a really appreciate all the topics.
Don, I apologize for cutting you off there. It's really hard to hear you for some reason. I'm not sure if you're on a speakerphone or something. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to throw you on hold. I'll have our producer, Travis, check in with you here. Maybe we can get you off a speaker, maybe pull over if you're driving and use your handset instead. Because I really want to hear what you have to say, but I just could not hear you, and that means our listeners probably can't either. So stand by. We'll come back to you after the break here. Hey, you know, this is really cool. You guys heard a caller that we had on this show earlier this week. He lives in Bozeman. But he started doing a weight loss program called Billings Last Diet. Why would a guy in Bozeman be doing a program called Billings Last Diet? The same diet program that helped me, by the way, lose 33 pounds in under 3 months. Because they now have a remote coaching program. They ship you your products. They ship you your scale. They do remote coaching, and it's working. Our listener in Bozeman told you. He's lost 85 pounds because of Billings Last Diet in their remote coaching program. It works. His knees don't hurt. He's going on walks with his wife now. This program works. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com or give him a call, 294-6751.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Jerome Powell still saying we could have as many as 3 rate cuts this year, but he passed on the first one after last month's report. CPI numbers came out, which is the indication of inflation, up 3.2% from last year. And Diamond warned that interest rates could soar to 8% or higher, which is a far cry from the current, 5-6% rates, which are already at a 22-year high. He said there are several persistent inflationary pressures that could keep price increases sticky, including the rise in military conflicts globally. And he also warned about the potential for carnage for both equity and debt investors should a higher rate scenario play out, noting that stock valuations are already at their high end and credit conditions are extremely tight.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, there's so much happening in our country, from border issues to local crime. It seems to be everywhere. Our friends at Burner offer a less lethal option so you can protect yourself and be ready for any threat you may have to face. That's Burner, B-Y-R-N-A. Now, Burner fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. No background checks required, and they can ship it right to your door. Bob Brayton was at home when an intruder physically forced his way inside, but luckily, Bob had just received his burner 4 days prior to the incident, and he used it to backpedal the man outside off his property. Now, the burner saved 2 lives that day. Government agencies, police departments across the country, they are now relying more than ever on Burner as their go-to less lethal option. You can join 500,000 other people that rely on Burner for protection. Go to their website, check out their videos, byrna.com/Hannity. You'll get a 10% discount. That's byrna.com/Hannity.
$249 a month. Call Knockout Lifestyle today.
Hey, if you guys missed it on Tuesday's Montana Talks, we had Terrell Bracken with the Fusion Fight League in the house. A great conversation this Friday. The Fusion Fights, MMA fights in Great Falls, Montana. There's still tickets available if you can make it there. But yeah, big thanks to Fusion Fight League. They're sponsoring our coverage from UFC 300 in Vegas. I'll be there Saturday night. Make sure you check out
Fusion. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend. Studio. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana. Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, now we got Perry the poet on the phone lines. I don't think he's an actual poet, but, man, he is poetic every time he calls into this show. Although I think Bill and Billings kind of gave him a run for his money there. That was a great rundown there by Bill and Billings earlier. Right on, John and Bozeman says, you know, the only thing Bill missed was Tracy Stone Manning at the BLM. You know the rest, Aaron. Yeah, right on, John. Another good reminder there. John Tester personally handpicked this eco-terrorist named Tracy Stone Manning to head up the Bureau of Land Management. And oh, by golly, what has the BLM been doing? Special perks and favors for the American Prairie Reserve, the APR, which is kicking ranchers off their land here in Montana. That is exactly who John Tester is in bed with. Let's go to Perry. I don't want to offend you by calling you Perry the poet, but man, Perry, it's always good to hear from you.
Good morning, Aaron. No offense taken, but I don't know about so much poetry this morning, but you know, it's such a joy listening to your show. You just hit another nail on the head with Tracy Stone Manning. But I wanted to squeeze in a little information about the Montana Independent joke of a quote-unquote newspaper. You know, I spoke with the Commissioner of Political Practices offices on the 26th of last month, Kim. Their number is easily findable in the little blue pages. She told me, you know, and I got to defend them a little bit. They're not like, my wife and I are the fundraisers for the Stillwater Republican Women's Club, and I've dealt with them on a regular basis lately anyways, and they are not like the old political practices offices with that Caligula in there. His name was John something.
Modal. Yeah, Modal. He was who was that corrupt FBI guy that, you know, that had the mistress?
Oh, which one?
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, we're short on time, right? Yeah.
I'll get straight to it, though. Sorry, but I was told straight up that they have no jurisdictional control over the national office campaign contributions, even if it's dark money. I tried to approach this from a standpoint of whether or not they were listed as a political campaign committee, and was basically told that their jurisdiction is limited to state campaigns, and that the Federal Election Commission is where you get answers about their advocacy registrations.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And in-kind campaign contributions.
But what I was wondering is, wasn't there something in this fake, you know, Montana Independent paper that also referenced some local and state issues as well? But either way, it shows you the level of their craftiness, mischievousness, the level of the lies they will push to try to keep open borders liberal John Tester in office. This great explanation you just gave is a reminder of just how dirty these dirt peddlers like John Tester are, right? Hey, thanks for that. Man, we got a great 9 o'clock hour coming up for you. We got phone lines open for you. 294-0970 coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. You know, we look at the pain that's taking place in this country right now because of bad policies, but some of you, you can't think about all that because you're dealing with real-world pain right now, pain in your hips, pain in your knees, pain in your lower back, and you're trying to dodge the knife. You know, you don't want your body to go through the meat grinder that surgery could potentially be. Sometimes it's the only option. Sometimes, you know, it's the best option. But what if you can get pain relief without surgery and without the painkiller drugs that you might get hooked on? You can. QC Kinetics is on the ground in Montana, and they specialize in this very thing, regenerative medicine. They're under the leadership of National Medical Director Dr. Mitchell Scheinkopf, who's a pioneer in this field, 20 years of clinical work. You can call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. That's QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263.